Well, Peter, I've just returned from New Zealand and it more than lived up to expectations. I found the landscapes were stunning, the lakes were beautiful, and I found it was also really clean. There seems to be quite a good awareness already with New Zealanders about the importance of the environment, but it does look like you're taking this a notch further with this upscale sort of campsite that you're building.
Yes. I've always believed that New Zealand leads the way in the world for sustainability. And so it was a project that is very close to my heart. And, you know, where we're set is certainly the one of the most unique and inspiring venues in New Zealand. It's set at the headwaters of the breathtaking Lake Wakatip, and where the two headwater rivers meet. And the site is surrounded by three sides by breathtaking views of the, you know, the Richardson and the Humboldt Mountains, the iconic pyramid of Mount Alfred, and the majestic glaciers of Mount Earnslaw. So Camp Pinoki is very unique because it brings together world-class environmental sustainability, which is governed by the Living Building Challenge. What that applies is that we have world-class standards and use of building materials that are not harmful. And part of the Living Building Challenge is it's governed by seven petals. And those seven petals are beauty, water, place, health and happiness, energy, materials, and equity. And so Camp Glenorchy is fully sustainable, one of the world's leading projects in the hospitality industry.
Well, it sounds like a little bit of paradise that you just described.
Oh, it's stunningly beautiful. It's relaxing. You know, it's a great trip up from Queenstown. It's just a 40-minute drive. Or for the thrill seekers, 15 minutes by helicopter from Queenstown. It's a drive that locals never get tired of, and it's just breathtakingly beautiful coming out of Queenstown, driving up beside Lake Wakatipu and just looking at the glaciers and the mountains and the ranges beside us. It's just absolutely stunning.
And in a couple of months, you'll have this wonderful campsite all ready to go. The rooms in the pictures make it look closer to a motel or a hotel. I'm not even sure if you can call this some glamping with an environmental twist.
No, I wouldn't classify it as. It sits between glamping and a hotel. So, you know, we're slated to open in late December 2017. Camp Glenorchy will offer a choice of accommodation options from creatively appointed, you know, two or three bedroom cabin units, and all fitted out with original artwork, fine furnishings and European linens, to, you know, comfortable deluxe cabins with ensuite bathrooms in one and two, three room configurations. The commons area will be startling. We've got in the commons area, which we call it, will be the dining room. Plus, it'll be complemented with the Humboldt Room, which is an ideal venue for small meetings and gatherings for up to 60 people. And the Humboldt Room provides magnificent views of the mountain ranges that surround us.
The story that the pictures tell, it looks rustic. At the same time, it's comfortable. You've got wood, natural materials. It looks like the perfect place for hot chocolate and marshmallows thrown in.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we call it the campfire shoelite shelter, and it's got an enormous open fireplace in there. So with the fire roaring, chairs and tables set around the fire, it just it's the ideal place, sorry, let alone for a hot chocolate and a marshmallow.
But central to your philosophy, of course, is the environment, taking care of the environment. There is a section in your campsite that has the option of going completely without power. Would that be right? Is that completely off the grid?
That's correct. We are going to be New Zealand's first net zero energy consumed property in New Zealand. And so we have a large solar farm at the back of property, which has 600 solar panels. So we're generating all our own power, and that goes back to the grid. And plus we're drawing water, hot water, from deep inside the earth. So, yeah, we're very, very sustainable. As I said, New Zealand's first sustainable property.
A lot of what makes Camp Glenorchy work, I understand, make it energy efficient, is actually built below the ground. Would that be right?
That's correct. We have enormous capacity underground. It's another world under the ground. I've never seen anything like it in my life. All copper piping. Composting toilets and all our accommodation units in public areas, which in turn goes under the ground into enormous holding tanks and then is drawn down on twice a year, but that's so broken down that it can actually be utilised or used in our gardens as well. It's just phenomenal what's underground, and in actual fact, when you check into one of our cabins, you'll be provided with an iPad, and that enables you to draw down on how much energy you're consuming during your stay. So it's a little bit like a challenge in some ways. So, you know, we've got our shower set for 7 minutes, but if you want to go beyond 7 minutes, that's fine. If you want to leave all the electricity on you in your room, you can do that. But then at the end of your stay, you can go back to your iPad and you can draw down on exactly how much energy have I consumed on my room. And if I did that for over 365 days a year, what impact is it going to have on the environment?
So it really gives you an idea. I mean, your own home may not be equipped that way, but it gives you a really good idea of how much energy you're consuming within a certain space of time and just going about living the way you normally would.
That's right. That's right. So if you had a small group on conference business or conferencing and eventing here, they were staying in various cabins, you could actually put up a challenge between the participants and say, right, which one of you consumed at least energy during your stay. So they could be awarded a token gesture.
So they can all sign in as eco-warriors and...
That's eco-warriors. That's the word I was looking for, yes.
Okay, yeah. And compete either against yourself or against your fellow campers and see who's saving
That's
the most
correct.
Energy.
That's correct.
Fantastic. I understand you even have an electric car charger on site.
That's right, yes. For backup house operations will require us to travel small distances from our sister, probably Mrs. Woolley's general store, over to Camp Glenorchy. So we'll have electric carts to do that. We'll also have electric car charging points. So guests who may arrive by electric motor powered vehicles, will be able to charge up their vehicles there as well.
This campsite must have been quite an investment to build.
A significant investment by our owners, who are based in the United States, but do spend considerable amounts of time in the Glenorchy area, and it's something that's very close to Debbie and Paul Brainard's heart.
Do you know if there are many other campsites around the world doing what Camp Glenorchy's doing?
No, we will be the first campsite in the world, so we're the leaders of campsites in the world of what we're doing, what we're currently undertaking.
What a flag to be able to fly.
Oh, outstanding. It's attracting worldwide interest, and I mean from all parts of the world, and obviously domestically in New Zealand as well, it's attracting significant attention. And as I said at the beginning, you know, it's something that New Zealand has talked about for a long time, being sustainable, and I think we're really carrying our sustainable image out as a country and as a destination.
Peter Kerr, it's been a great pleasure speaking with you. All the best with the opening of Camp Glenorchy in a couple of months, and I'm sure it will go a real treat.
Thank you so much, Adeline. It was very nice talking to you. We're excited about it. And as a general manager, my role is to drive the customer service experience, and so anyone coming this way can be assured of a wonderful time.